It means that we can, and that this is the beginning for their voice to be heard. And as you saw tonight, the community is out here supporting me, and they will, I believe, continue to support me because they want a change. They want good representation, honest representation, and that's what I offer them.
Yeah, I know you tried to get votes from all demographics.
I did.
Obviously, the Hispanic community was a base for you.
Right.
The thought was that if you could get the Hispanic community out to the polls, that this would be a race that would be winnable for you. Do these results tell you that that the Hispanic community did show up to the polls? Or
I believe it does. Although, like you said, I was working with a lot of Hispanics. But like I said many times, some candidates accuse me of just representing Hispanics or my people, as they call it. And, you know, when I got to thinking about it, and I thought, well, that's negative. But then I got to thinking, he's right. I am representing my people. And I said, my people live from 44th to the river, from Walker to Portland. Those are all my people.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not Hispanic. They're not American. They're not not necessarily American. They're not Anglos. They're not black. They're my people, my neighbors, my friends.
Yeah.
That's my people, yeah. All the district.
Have you given some thought to the fact that your election would be the first Hispanic in the state house? Is that a part of it? Is that in the back of your mind at all?
It is very much in the back of my mind because I believe that it's a door that we have opened. And I mean we as a community, and it's long overdue. And I think once we have opened that door, we're not going to close it. We're going to keep coming in. We're going to keep coming in, and we're going to keep striving for representation for our community.